Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Real Housewives Beverly Hills reunion. There is, I feel, a lot to go over with this reunion. There was three parts, and again, we're smushing it all in to one episode like a little Sammy.
Yes, I love sandwiches.
Yes. So, Jeanette, you want to just get right into it?
No. First, I want to talk about how many drinks do you have on your desk right now? Let's just do a drink check.
I actually only have one today.
Good job, and it's a Monster.
I usually have three.
I have a protein drink and a Diet Coke, so I have two.
Yay! You have two drinks.
I think this is the least amount of drinks we've had in a long time. Like Megan said, we usually have like three.
Yeah, I usually have like a sparkling water, a regular water, and a Monster.
I also want to note that it's Sunday morning, it's early, and thank God we're podcasting and not recording our faces, because my face be looking whack today. I have a great face for podcasting.
I too feel that I have a great face for podcasting. I'm still sweaty from my workout this morning. I went into the gas station, like, my hair's wet. It's gross.
Ew.
Sunday fun day. We're so committed.
All right. So to kick off the Beverly Hills reunion, of course, you know, we have to talk about fashion. I feel like it's the most obvious place to start. So let's start there. Megan, same question I always have. Whose outfit was your favorite?
My favorite outfit is between Erica. I know it was kind of crazy because her shoulder sleeves were really pointy, but gosh, Erica just looks so good.
She looks so futuristic.
I really liked it. I liked her heels. I just loved the way she looked. She's beautiful. I also really liked Crystal's dress. I felt Crystal's dress was, it had all that intricate beading and it was like leaves and stuff.
Yeah.
I really like that. And I liked the plunging neckline. She has perfect boobies for a dress like that.
Well, we know where your eyes were.
How could they not be? But yeah, those were my two favorite outfits, I believe.
Okay. And who was your least favorite?
My least favorite was Dorit.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah. My least favorite was Dorit. I did not like the little... the hair piece
stuck to her forehead, like slimed to her forehead.
Yes. I don't know what's happening there. I didn't like the hood that was taped on her head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my least favorite. Dorit.
Do you have a second least favorite?
I do. I didn't really like Garcelle's outfit.
I feel like Garcelle's outfit would be great for a night in Vegas. Very sparkly.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I don't know what it is. I didn't love it. And God, I feel like such a bitch. I didn't really like Sutton's outfit either. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad, but I didn't like Sutton's outfit either. But I my least favorite was Dorit.
Yeah, and I mean they all look beautiful. We're just, you know, we have to pick our favorite and least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, and I feel like another honorable mention, I feel like Kyle and Anna Marie, they looked really pretty.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
They're just not my favorites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now that I've talked about everybody on the couch, Jeanette, who was your favorite and least favorite?
Okay, so my favorite was also Erica. She made those like crazy shoulder pads look really good.
Right?
I really loved her hair also. And her makeup looked really good. Just everything was working for Erica.
And her legs. Oh my gosh. Erica has some nice legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad she was showing them.
Show them. I also wrote my second favorite was Crystal. I am a slut for lace and details, and I just really loved the color too. She looked great.
Yeah, and Crystal's hair.
Crystal's hair always looks the same. Didn't her hair look the same?
Well, it's always beautiful. Crystal has a good head of hair.
She really does. I guess she doesn't have to do too much to it. Okay, yeah, she's like rocking a side part. And my least favorite was also Dorit. What is her thing? I'm Dorit and I speak fashion fluently. But I guess I don't speak that language.
And Annie was like, what kind of look are you, what are you doing here? And she was like, fashion, fashion, fashion.
I felt like it was very distracting. Does that make sense? She wasn't wearing the outfit. I feel like the outfit was wearing her and it was distracting. And she looked like a curtain. I don't know. I didn't like it. And it's so funny because I Googled what other people's opinions were. And Dorit was number one on almost everyone's list. And I guess I don't speak fashion. I don't know.
Dorit was number one as like the best dressed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Didn't get it.
Okay.
I also, too, did not like Sutton's. I just didn't. I'm sorry.
It's not a reunion look. It's like a going to the beach for a night of dinner out, you know, it just wasn't reunion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and that's my favorite and least favorite.
Okay, perfect. Erica was roasted two reunions ago and she said that she wanted Kyle to be eviscerated. Do you think that Andy did a good job grilling Kyle this season or this reunion?
First off, I want to say, what a great word, eviscerated. Oh, my.
Erica is smart.
She's so smart. I love her vocabulary. I did feel like Andy went a little light on her at first, but then by the time we got to part three, he kind of dug into her more. I don't think she was eviscerated, though. He did ask her some tough questions, made her cry. So,
yeah,
I guess he did his job. That's his job, though. He's asking all the questions we want to know.
Whenever I was catching up on the reunion part one and two, I felt like almost every scene was Kyle. Kyle was like really the main focus, I feel, of this entire reunion. Every time I'd stop and like try and watch a different part, it's Kyle talking again. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
I think last season was more about Erica and this season is definitely more about Kyle.
For sure.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So Dorit and Garcelle, oh my gosh, they were arguing so much. And do you think they will ever get along?
I think that they should be acquaintances. Sometimes, like, you're not meant to get along with every person.
Yeah, it's not possible.
Yeah, and it's okay to not, I don't know, vibe with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like those two click. I think they have too many differences in opinions and
there's just been so much damage done. I don't know how they could undo it. It seems like every time they try to take a step forward in the direction of apologizing, the apologies don't go well and it just brings them back and makes them even more disagreeable.
Yeah, or Dorit will apologize and then the next episode she's saying something again that will upset Garcelle. And she just seems very tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that they should be friends. Acquaintances, yeah, fine. Go to parties, see each other, hi.
Mm-hmm.
But not friends, no.
Yeah, they're definitely in the thick of it.
Dorit and Kyle were arguing about their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wanted to know your opinion because Kyle was like, do we even hang out outside of recording? And how many times have we gone to lunch together, Dorit? Like, How many times do we hang out? And do you just think that Dorit's being a little delusional about how close they are? Because when Kyle was saying that, I was like, lunch dates kind of solidify the friendship. That's important.
It is important. So the biggest red flag for me, if they're not seeing each other unless they're filming, then are you really friends? Not eating lunch together? Red flag.
Red flag. Like you said, reddest of flag.
You have to go to lunch with your girls. Mm-hmm. I think there was a time when they used to do more stuff together when Mo and PK were friends. But it seems like they've all kind of drifted apart. That time when they were really close was just a blip. It wasn't this lifelong deep friendship. It was just, hey, our men are hanging out together a lot. We're hanging out more. But yeah, I think she's a little delusional on how close her and Kyle were or are.
I feel that way too. And she's kind of made it such a big deal this season about how they've drifted apart and how Kyle has found new friends and she feels like she's been replaced. But hearing that they do not hang out outside of recording, I'm like, oh, how deep is this friendship? It can't be that deep.
Yeah. So if you're only hanging out with me while we're working, then we're just workers together. What do you call that? Like coworkers. At this point, they're just coworkers, honestly.
Right.
Because this is their job. Housewives is their job. And if they're only hanging out together while they're working, then they're coworkers.
Coworkers.
It was Anna Marie's first reunion.
It was.
Yeah. She did look great. And they did bring up how her husband rated her an 8.5 across the board. Looks, athletics, and brains. Those were the three she mentioned. I was just wondering, what would you rate yourself? Looks, athletics, and brains.
I would say for looks, maybe a 7. I live in Jacksonville, you know. So if I was to go to Miami, I would be a 2. But here in Jacksonville, 7.
So it depends on the geographic location.
Yes, geographically.
I swear to God, just to interrupt you real quick, when I told my friends I was moving to California, one of them literally told me like, oh shit, you're going to go from like an 8 to a 2. So this is a thing. This is a thing geographically. He felt that I would be a 2 in California. So thanks.
What a dick.
And he was right, because I went from like a probably like a 7 to a 2 since I've been out here. I've gone downhill.
But you feel as in Jacksonville, you're like a 7, you know?
Yeah, that's why I want to go there more.
A solid 7. Like we said, we have faces for radio.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention that since you brought it up.
It is a real thing.
But yeah, okay, so now we have athletics and brains.
Athletics? It's kind of hard. I don't really know how to judge this because what type of athletics?
I feel like 10s are professional sports athletes and 1s are my 600-pound life.
Oh, cool. Then I just upped some points because I gave myself a 3, but now I'm giving myself a 4.
Oh, I feel like you're better than a 4. But then again, you smoke. So, I mean, athletes don't smoke.
Okay, I'm giving myself a 5. I'm sure some of them do. There has to be some athletes that smoke.
Maybe some occasional smoking, but not like a daily smoking.
Well, I'm going to do some research.
Okay.
So I've now upped my answer from a 3 to a 5.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
A 5. Yes.
Okay. So we got a 7 and a 5.
Okay. And then what was the other one? Brains?
Yeah, brains.
I also gave myself a 7 for this because I think I'm
okay.
Not stupid. But I'm not smart. So I gave myself a 7.
All right. Well, then, I mean, you're not doing as well as Anne Marie, but...
Wait, I don't know. Maybe I'm doing the math right now.
Well, she's an 8.5 across the board in everything. An 8.5 in looks, an 8.5 in athleticism, and an 8.5 in brain.
Yeah, so I'm a 6.1, I think.
Average?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You're doing good.
That 5 really brought me down. Could you imagine if I gave myself a 3?
You're a 10 in my book.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. You're a 10 in mine, too. Gold stars. So you notice how Crystal and Anne-Marie are still kind of going at it?
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like Crystal's going at it with Anne-Marie. I feel like this season, Anne-Marie was like, chill, girl.
Yeah, Anne-Marie seemed chill.
Mm-hmm. She apologized to Sutton, you know? Like, she seemed very likable on this reunion.
She even mentioned that watching yourself on TV and how you're acting and what you're saying and what you're doing, I'm sure is very eye-opening. Sometimes I hear myself talk on these podcasts and I'm like, girl, okay. Or, you know, like, it's just a time to self-reflect. And it seems like she had time to self-reflect. And now she wants to make some adjustments.
Yeah, which is very commendable. Right? That's the word.
Yeah. You go, girl.
You go, girl. Do you think that Crystal sounded... I don't really have a smart word for this. Do you think Crystal sounded stupid when she was spitting out facts and cutting Anne-Marie off when she was literally wrong and she was uneducated in the matter? And I'm referring to when Crystal was like, well, you have to work under a physician. What do they say about your statements? And Anne-Marie's like, actually, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Crystal came in hot. She came in acting like she knows the entire chain of command in the medical field. She's not in the medical field. I know she has an interest in it, but she's not in the medical field. So I think she needs to stay in her lane. But I do think that Anne-Marie gets a gold star because she kept her cool. She did very well her first reunion. She's like, I'm not going to talk over you. I'm not going to yell. And she held her composure pretty well.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think that it really made Crystal look bad when she just kept cutting her off and like yelling at her from across the couches and not letting Anne-Marie, like, how are you going to ask questions but then not let somebody give you the answer?
Yeah, let her respond.
Yeah. Yeah, proud of you, Anne-Marie, for holding your own.
Speaking of Crystal, do you think Crystal defended her marriage and education well against Dorit because Dorit was saying, I'm the only one that has a degree here. And everybody's looking at her, excuse me, ma'am, we have degrees. I don't know why Dorit's a problem with this reunion.
Dorit is a problem. Garcelle was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I have a degree.
And who does that? Who sits in the middle of the room and declares to be the most educated person in the room? Because I have a degree.
When Dorit is literally sitting next to Anne-Marie, who obviously has a degree.
Yeah, it's so rude. Dorit, she needs to think before she speaks, man. She is messing up. She's messing up so much. And Dorit was saying that she was a child bride and got married when she was 12. So how do you think Crystal did defending those points that Dorit mistakenly made?
This is where I feel like Crystal was the tits.
Yeah.
Like Crystal, I felt like Crystal defended herself so well. She was like, hold up, I have a very successful business. I don't remember the amount she said, but it was really good.
$100 million.
$100 million business. She's like, I got married at 24. Crystal has a degree. And Dorit's just sitting there like, good for you. And yeah. And this is another instance of Dorit being so tone deaf and calling Crystal a child bride because Crystal's like, that equates like for me to be Asian. And this is also Garcelle's point. because this is what she does to Garcelle. She's like, that's the equivalent to being a mail order bride. Oh, well, I didn't mean that. So I do feel that Crystal did a very good job defending herself against what Dorit said.
I think so, too. I don't think Crystal did a good job with Anne Marie, but I think she did a good job with Dorit. And Dorit needed that.
Yeah, Dorit did need that.
Also, do you think PK and Dorit are better than ever? Because when Andy asked about her and PK's relationship, she made it sound like everything's all rainbows and butterflies. Do you think things are better than ever? And do you think they are eventually going to split up?
I do think they are going to split up. I do not think they're better than ever. There's no way that you had problems this entire season where she's even saying, is there a possibility that me and PK aren't going to make it? You can see that they're having problems. So you're telling me from the moment they stopped rolling cameras to when they started filming the reunion, everything fucking changed?
Well, she said that he had stopped drinking and that was why things were better than ever. But I can't imagine just his drinking was the only problem.
She was upset that he was never there. He was always in London. So what does his drinking have to do with him being out of town all the time?
Yeah, to be determined. But that's your prediction, is that they will eventually split.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll be part of the storyline next year.
Could be.
Speaking of Dorit, I laughed when they did the flashback clips of previous reunions. Why do you think Andy yawns every reunion when Dorit's talking? And do you think that they're cutting out parts of her speeches because possibly they could be so long? Because they're saying how long-winded she is, right? So do you think that they're cutting segments out?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I thought that was so funny. Every time she starts talking, Andy's trying to stifle his yawn and hide it under his cards. It's so funny.
And she's like, don't you dare.
I think he's just tired of listening to her talk. Like, most everybody is. I do think they edit her. They must, because she can go on and on and on, according to all of them. And I think they've even done time lapse. I don't know what to call it. Time lapse examples of her going on and on about something in the past. So they have to edit her. They must.
Well, when she came on, remember, she was like, yeah, I'm going to be talking in bullet points.
Yeah, by the end of the show, they did not think she was talking in bullet points. I bet they wish she would talk in bullet points. Jeez. So after they touched on Dorit a little bit, they started to talk to Erica. And for Lent, she gave up fighting with the girls. And I wanted to ask you, what would you give up for Lent? Lent is 40 days, Megan. So what could you give up for 40 days?
I would give up alcohol.
Oh, that's a big one.
I don't know. I'm not willing to give anything else up.
I feel like alcohol is a pretty good one to give up.
Can't think of anything else that I'd want to give up. I feel like I've cut my life very minimal. And the things that are in my life are the things that need to be here for me, for my mental health.
Yeah. I've never given anything up for Lent because I don't do Lent.
What would you give up?
I don't even know. I'm pretty boring. I don't really drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't even take prescriptions.
I guess I could give up my antidepressants.
No. No. I don't know. Maybe I could give up cursing or farting, or I don't know.
Not farting. That's normal. You have to do that.
Yeah, that's all I got. I give up cursing. I don't know. Does it have to be something bad?
I feel like you're supposed to give up something that you really love.
Oh, like a sacrifice?
Right. It's supposed to be like a sacrifice.
Well, Doug, you're out of here for the next 40 days. I'm going to give up Doug for 40 days.
That's so funny.
So did you hear that Andy said that Sutton gets $300,000 a month in support from her ex after taxes, BTW. So I'm imagining it's $500,000-$600,000 before taxes a month.
I bet it's $500,000.
Yeah, because she lives in California and they take about half of it. So, but I just wanted to know, where the hell did we go wrong, Megan? Where did we go wrong?
So I figured it out.
Okay.
Sutton grew up in, like, you know, Sutton grew up in Georgia, and she used to go to debutante balls, and that's where, like, dads are matching up their daughters to be with wealthy boys.
Oh.
So that, I believe that's where she met her husband whenever she was 14.
Damn.
And then she ended up moving to New York and starting some business or working at the ballet, doing something with ballet. But that boy at the debutante ball was the one that ended up being her husband.
So
we already missed our chance.
We already missed our chance. Do they have a debutante ball for older girls?
My dad could take both of us. Oh, no, he can't. Yeah. We're both married.
Oh, yeah, that minor detail. That's a good point. I feel like you did some really good digging and really good research. We messed up. 14, we should have been at the debutante ball.
Yeah, but Pete takes pretty good care of me, so.
Lucky lady.
Not 300,000.
Also, did you see where Sutton fell over and she wasn't feeling well and she was shaking and they said her blood pressure was high and her pulse was really high? And I thought it was weird that she started to have this reaction right after Kathy came on. Do you think it had anything to do with Kathy coming into the room?
Absolutely, because Kathy came in, Sutton already looked scared, and whenever they announced that Kathy was coming, Andy, Sutton and Garcelle looked at each other like, what?
Oh, like they were surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they said, was Kathy supposed to be a surprise? And Kyle chimed in and said, yes.
Yes. So then Kathy comes out. They show the clip of Sutton talking about Kathy.
Talking about Kyle losing sisters. And Kyle being jealous of Sutton's relationship with Kathy.
Yeah, and there was something that happened between... I wish I could remember it. I just watched it. There's something that happened between Kathy and Sutton. And Kyle was like, well, you would never say it on camera. She said something like that. And Sutton does say it. It was some little falling out. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, I think Kathy kind of attacked Sutton, and Sutton said to Kyle, I see what you're talking about now. Like, she saw this other side to Kathy that other people had been noticing. Uncomfortable.
So speaking of Kathy and Sutton, I also had a question. They were talking about how Kathy is Beverly Hills. Kathy is powerful.
Yeah.
And that she can lock you out of parties, she can lock you out of the city, etc., right?
Yeah.
So do you think Sutton did have such a huge reaction because, A, she's a socialite, and if that's true, wouldn't that mean that Kathy can lock Sutton out of events and parties and meeting with people?
Yeah.
And... like I just said, she talked about Kathy on the show, and I don't think she expected to be face-to-face with her. So whenever everything happened, she kept saying that she was scared.
Yes, I noticed that. She kept saying she was scared over and over and over again. And I was wondering if she meant she was scared of Kathy, or was she was scared of what was happening with her health at the moment and how she was feeling. I don't know. But yeah, I think that took her aback. Seeing Kathy come in. And I'm sure she is scared that'll have some sort of social consequences.
Do you think Kathy could lock you out of all these events, that she's that powerful?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. She has social power for sure. And a a lot of the events that people want to be in on are events that Kathy is throwing or her family is throwing.
Oh.
They want the invite for sure. But yeah, I hated seeing Sutton get sick, and I hope she's feeling better. Yeah, so Kathy Hilton, why in the world was she at the reunion to begin with? She doesn't even watch the show. Why is she there?
Oh my gosh, I really have no idea why she is there. I don't understand. She was not in the show, right?
We talked about her a little bit.
I almost feel like Kyle brought Kathy on as a guest so Kyle wouldn't be attacked so hard.
Oh, that can be.
I know you noticed this. Kathy, she had her hand up like this and she's like, Kyle, how many times have we gotten into a fight? Like, I have fingers up. And I feel like that was practiced or staged or something.
Yeah, she's answering the question for her, giving her a clue of what the right answer should be.
Right.
Instead of just letting Kyle answer the question.
And Kyle, I don't know, she just looked really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But she invited her.
She looked uncomfortable answering questions about Morgan in front of Kathy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see them both at least talking. But what kind of sistership is that if you have to tiptoe on thin ice around her all the time? I don't know. We'll see how long it lasts this time. Unfortunately, her sister and are like hot and cold all the time. They'll get along, then they won't. They'll get along, then they won't. So Right now, they seem to be getting along. I just don't know how long it's going to last.
I don't either. That seems like a really toxic relationship to me. And I know people say like blood is thicker than water, but I don't see anything wrong with cutting family members off if they are damaging to your mental health or your well-being or whatever.
Yeah, and Kyle's in such a different place right now. I would hope that she doesn't let her relationship with Kathy bring her down again like it has in the past.
Speaking of Kathy being a guest, would you have rather had Kathy Hilton or Denise Richards? And were you kind of hoping that Denise would be a guest at some point during this reunion?
Oh my gosh, that never even crossed my mind, but you are brilliant. That is a brilliant idea. I would have much, much rather seen Denise Richards. She is a gold mine of memes. She would have been way better of a guest.
She would have given us so much content.
Yeah. I love Denise Richards because she's such a freaking oblivious wild card.
I wish it would have been Denise.
If we could turn back time. Cool. Is there a suggestion box? We need to put in the suggestion box to Andy. Next time we want Denise at the reunion. Because Denise did a reunion before, but I think it was a virtual reunion or something. I don't know if Denise has ever been in the reunion studio that I can think of.
Yeah, like she could have made a guest appearance as Kyle's friend because you know how they have the friend of, like, she could have come on for a little bit. We would have loved to see Denise.
Yeah.
Andy, next year,
please
add Denise and not Kathy, unless Kathy has some weird lawsuit over you or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Please, we need more Denise.
Denise. And do you think that Kathy has something against Andy? Because like you said, she doesn't watch the show. She made that clear that she doesn't watch. She just watches clips and she watches Watch What Happens Live because it's short. And Andy's like, thank you.
Thanks. I don't know. I don't think it's anything personally towards Andy himself. Maybe she's just not interested in the show if it doesn't have her in it. I don't know.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, I didn't know if she was like making a dig at him or what, because I just feel like she's such a bee.
I don't know. Sometimes I think Kathy Hilton is kind of a little dingy dong. She has some dingy dong characteristics. Maybe that was just her little ding dong moment.
Ding dong.
Didn't even realize that she's offending someone. So there was an argument that Kyle hadn't really shared much of her life, and she got like hyped up because she's saying, what are you talking about? We've watched my kids grow up. We've watched me move. We've watched my friends die. I've shared a lot. So do you think Kyle has shared the most out of all of the ladies? And do you want her to tell us more details about what's going on in her marriage?
I do think that Kyle has shared a lot. Kyle's been on this show for a long time. Like, since the beginning, I believe.
Yeah.
So I do feel like she has shared a lot. I do want her to tell us more details about her marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know why she is holding it such a huge secret. Her kids, for the most part, are grown.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know what's going on, honestly. I mean, I'm sure they know what's going on because she's like, my girls are really supportive. I'm sure they know what's going on. Why aren't you telling us? But I also have another sneaky suspicion that she's holding it from the reunion because she's putting it on a different show.
We got to watch that other show.
Maybe, I know.
Maybe that will help us determine if this theory is true. If we watch the other show and she's dishing out all sorts of good details.
Well, apparently Paris Hilton has beef with Kyle's ex now. Mauricio.
Oh,
that's his name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Paris Hilton is upset with him because he talks about something between him and the Hiltons when they were working together in the very beginning in real estate. Yeah, so maybe that is something we should watch.
Yeah, because that was another one of the problems between Kyle and Kathy was when Mo decided to leave the Hiltons.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate guru empire and start his own. So I'm sure there's still some bad blood still over that whole situation, it seems. Because Kathy and Kyle didn't even want to talk about it when it was brought up. They're like, I don't want to talk about the business. Because I think she knows that that is a sore subject.
Kathy was happy to talk about it. Kathy started going into it. And Kyle's like, no, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, there's definitely some something going on. So we might have to start watching that other show. Put it on the list.
Who do you think is more sensitive between Kathy and Kyle? Because apparently Kathy feels it's her. Even though Kathy put Paris in a little work camp and people are terrified of her, she's the sensitive one.
I've been watching Kyle for so long, so maybe I'm just biased, but I really think Kyle seems more sensitive.
Kyle seems way more sensitive and caring and nurturing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my answer for that.
I don't know why Kathy said that. Like, I feel like it just goes to show that she tries to bully people into her narrative.
They started to talk about Kyle and Mo, and Kyle said that she lost her trust with Mo, and it had to do with the rumors and the tabloids. She was starting to think, well, all of these rumors and tabloids are happening. Maybe there is something to it. But why do you think she just won't spit it out? Like, what did he do? If he cheated on her, why doesn't she just say, hey, he cheated on me?
Yeah, with all of the proof, I'm sure he does cheat on her. I'm sure he does because they pulled up that tabloid picture of him walking hand in hand with another woman. Like,
oh, that was his Dancing with the Stars partner. So maybe it had to do with Dancing with the Stars because they had split up the same time he was doing Dancing with the Stars. And she had said she never really wanted him to do that because, like, Erica was mentioning, it is a very sensual thing. Dancing is very sensual. You're dancing together. You have a partner. Your pelvises are together. And Kyle would be uncomfortable with that. And he was doing it. And then he was also spotted like you said, with his dance partner holding hands. And I'm sure no wife would be super cool with that.
Hell no. And she even said that the dance just seemed like a big F you to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how she took it, was just screw you. He's photographed in September of 2023 with her. They announce their separation, or they do separate in September of 2023. I think that Kyle is so tired of being cheated on that maybe she's just been turning the blind eye, like trying to keep her family together. But
mm-hmm.
she has two kids who are grown, and she has one that's a teenager, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's probably just sick of it. She's tired of it. She has her own success. She has her own money. She's going to get a good amount whenever they do, you know, separate from the uh-huh. real estate company.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
She's going to be fine. I think that she is just so fed up with it. But again, I think she's not saying what exactly happened because she's saving it for another show.
I was also wondering if maybe she wasn't saying it to protect her kids, maybe. That is her children's father, and she doesn't want to talk shit about him and make him a villain and people not like him and potentially destroy his business that provides for them. I wonder if it has something to do with that too.
Maybe.
We just have to watch the other show, I guess.
You know what, Jeanette? That's actually possible about the business, because whenever the Scandoval happened, Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz, their business kind of took a dive.
Yeah.
And it was for being unfaithful. So what if people started boycotting the real estate company?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's possible. She also said that Mo was trying, like overly trying to pretend like everything was okay.
Oh, yeah. When he was trying to awkwardly kiss her, and she's like, ugh, don't kiss me like that. He's like, I'll kiss you however I want.
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense why they're not being intimate. It makes mm-hmm. sense that that's the trust that was lost. Because like she said, she's been a good wife and she's been a good mother. And where is it getting her?
Splitsville.
Yeah. And then the passing of her friend.
Well, and after she said the passing of her friend, she said it did make her realize that life is too short to be unhappy. She just needs to worry about her happiness and what she wants. And clearly Mo doesn't make her happy, especially if he's out dicking around with other ladies.
Exactly. And she also mentioned that she doesn't want her girls to be in a situation. She doesn't say what it is, but she wouldn't want her girls to be in that type of situation and to think it's okay.
The more and more I think about it, the more and more I think she's not saying Mo's a cheater. Is to protect the business, to protect their income. And you got to remember, a lot of their daughters work at that business. So they're protecting their daughters' future and jobs too. So
that's true.
I think she just doesn't want her family and her children to essentially get punished for the mistakes that their dad makes.
Kyle was talking about when she went on to Morgan Wade's music video.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Whoa, spicy.
I remember I was getting my hair done and you were like, have you seen this video?
Yeah, because at that point I wasn't quite sure. I thought maybe they were just friends. I was still thinking, oh, they're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I saw the video, I was like thinking, oh, they're scissor friends.
She said that she didn't know what the music video was gonna be about until she arrived on set.
I don't believe that.
No way, right? There's no way you don't know what kind of music video you're gonna be in. If her and Morgan are so close, Morgan didn't talk to her about it or tell her, this is my vision, this is what
you're Kyle effing Richards. You've been an actress. You've been a producer. You know how the business works. You didn't just show up blind and get catapulted into this thing that you couldn't get out of. No, I don't believe that for a second.
Right? And I don't mean to be super petty, but Kyle lied. She said, I've never kissed anyone on camera. Yes, you have. She has kissed her husband at least 1,000 times.
Oh my gosh. This is like when Larsa said that her and Marcus have sex 10 times a night, every single night. Liar. He went out of town for 5 days.
Exactly. We're the petty police and we're here to be petty. Wee-oo, wee-oo.
That is a good point. Oh my gosh, Megan, I love that you put that puzzle piece together. Calling out them liars as we see them.
Calling them out.
Also, one more thing about Morgan. Did you hear Kyle admitted that Morgan is hot and she was curious? But then she also said there was nothing going on between them. Do you believe that?
I did hear where she said that Morgan was hot and that she was curious.
So why not just bring it in for a touchdown and say, yeah, there's something going on.
Right. I don't believe that there's not nothing going on between them. I believe Kyle was curious. I believe Kyle does like Morgan because, I don't know, she is really giddy around her.
Yeah.
She is. And some of the photos that they have taken, it does seem like more than friends. Oh, and I think they were on Watch What Happens Live. Maybe it wasn't Watch What Happens Live. But yeah, they were on Watch What Happens Live. And Morgan is like holding Kyle's waist. Like, I think they're scissor friends at the very minimum.
They're at least making out. They're at least touching tacos.
Which is fine, but why aren't you telling us why? Why aren't you telling us?
I did notice that Kyle got really uncomfortable about it in front of Kathy. I hope Kyle doesn't go back to not putting herself first. I don't know. I like this Kyle that doesn't give an F. So I hope she doesn't start clamming up again.
I like this Kyle too.
Don't clam up, Kyle. Just let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, and like Sutton said, they would be really supportive. They wouldn't care. Like, do you, boo? Jeannie, I have one more question that I wanted to ask you about the reunion.
Okay.
How funny was that little side conversation between Kathy and Erica whenever Sutton was having her health crisis? And they're just sitting there so unbothered, and Erica says, have you taken your tree down yet? Talking about Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I laughed so hard. But I am a believer, if you can't help with a situation, then you're in the way. So good for them for staying out of the way, because they couldn't help Sutton, so they were doing their best by staying out of the way.
And I do believe Erica was telling Kathy that Sutton does have certain health issues.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, well, she has this and she has that. But
neuropathy or something.
Yeah, that's it. If you can't do anything, stay out of the way. But I thought it was just so funny because you could clearly see that Erica is not afraid of Kathy.
Yeah, I love that.
Me too. Erica will speak her truth. And then Kathy even said, Erica just doesn't care. And she's like, well, I don't know if that's a compliment. But then they're sitting on the couch and she's like, so how have you been? How was your Christmas?
I really think that was Erica, maybe a little bit of nervous chatter, because they had just shown the clip where Erica was saying, Kathy Hilton, if you're not in her inner circle, you're not going to her parties. And she has all the power and blah, blah, blah. So they had just shown Erica saying her thoughts on Kathy, and now she's awkwardly sitting next to Kathy chit-chatting with her. So I think it was just a little bit of nervous chatter, or just chatter to break the awkwardness, because I think Erica is so good at engaging with people. So yeah, but that shit was funny.
I saw it as a little power move. Like, Erica just talked poorly of you, and now she's like, yeah, so how was your day? How's your Christmas?
Yeah, that is true. That is a good power move. You know, she's showing her that she's not afraid of her. And if Erica has proven anything this season, is that she can sit at the table with anyone.
Anyone.
And hold a conversation.
Erica is so fascinating to me.
She really is. She's an onion. A really hot onion.
Hot onion. Tons of layers.
Love her.
I really do wish that there was more of her this reunion, though. I love hearing from her.
Well, I hope she comes back next season.
She's got to.
We need her.
Who would you choose to leave and or come back as a friend of?
Kathy can leave. What? Does she matter?
No.
Well, she's already a friend of. Okay. Maybe it would be best if Dorit steps away for a while. She's digging herself in deeper holes, man. She needs some self-reflection time, like we were talking about at the beginning of this episode. Mm-hmm. A friend of, man, I want Denise Richards back.
Me too.
Can we get some more Denise Richards?
We want Denise.
I don't know if Denise would be a willing participant to come back. But we at least need to see her sprinkled in next season.
How do you feel about Anne Marie?
I did an Instagram poll. I don't know whose Instagram poll it was, but it was a who do you want to see next season? Mm-hmm. And I voted no on Anne Marie. And I think 80-something% was no.
She had her shot.
Maybe she deserves a second chance. If she could just get past the esophaguses.
I did like how she helped Crystal when Crystal was in need.
Yeah.
I do like that she held her own on the reunion and held her composure. I do like that she apologized to Sutton. Like a real, I felt it was genuine. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind Anna Marie coming back as a friend of. If we can't have Denise, I'll take Anna Marie again. Oh, and I too agree that Dorit should go.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
She needs reflection. She needs a timeout. She needs to do some self work.
Focus on her relationship. I don't know. I saw somebody say her dress looked like an esophagus. People are so creative out there.
I know. I love it. So next time when we come back, I think we're going to be talking about the Traitors finale and the reunion. We're going to talk about all of that in one episode.
Yeah, just finish it up.
And then we're following that up with either Bet It All on Blonde or another Vanderpump episode.
Or both. We'll see.
We don't know, but we have a lot coming up and we hope that you've enjoyed this episode and we would like you to subscribe and listen and follow us on Instagram at j.a.m.session.
Yeah. Okay. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.